Hello there and happy Sunday. Today is Sunday, January 16th, and earlier this afternoon, the Philadelphia Eagles got blown out by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31-15, which means the Eagles have officially been eliminated from the 2022 NFL playoffs. Overall, it was a bad day for the Birds. Jalen Hurts struggled. Nick Sirianni's play calling just wasn't great. Jonathan Gannon's defense, well, nothing new there. Devontae Smith was hardly targeted throughout majority of the game. The list goes on and on and on. But following the loss, head coach Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, Alex Singleton, Dallas Goedert, Rodney McLeod, and Jordan Mailata spoke with the Philly media and are at the podium with a presser that's locked, loaded, and ready for you. I'm your host, Rachel Prevett, and this podcast is brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. Before the break, you'll hear from Nick Sirianni, who touched on not getting Devontae Smith involved earlier, starting the game slow, and making mistakes. Then you'll hear from Jalen Hurts, who was asked about his overall performance, what the team means to him, and what held the offense back early in the game. And after the break, you'll hear from Alex Singleton, who expressed what it feels like to be surrounded by a group of guys that truly believed in one another. Following Alex Singleton, you'll hear from Dallas Goedert, who was asked about allowing this season to fuel him and his biggest takeaways from observing Jalen Hurts. Then you'll hear from Rodney McLeod, who touched on the positives to take away from this season, and he was asked about the emphasis of getting off to a strong and faster start leading up to the game against the Bucs. And last, you'll hear from Jordan Mailata, who shared his thoughts on how seeing and hearing Jalen Hurts take full accountability of the loss really breaks his heart. Take a listen.
Do you think some guys let the moment get to them?
You know, we know that you can't make mistakes like that in the playoffs against a really good football team, and we did. I don't want to say the moment got too big for him. I just think we made some mistakes. Coaching, it always starts with me as a coach. There were some coaching mistakes, and you know, there's going to be guys that are going to want some plays back out there. But I didn't feel and I didn't sense for a moment that the moment was too big for him. It was a great atmosphere here. I never felt that out there. We just didn't make some plays, and we didn't coach good enough at the end of the day.
Mistakes were the coaching mistakes.
Well, again, anytime they score 17 points early on, and the offense has 0 points. You're not putting your guys in position to play. So, position to make plays. So, you know, we had to do a better job of that. I thought the defensive game plan for Tampa was pretty good with some of the run blitzes they had on, and there were some things that, you know, we would like to have some more runs early on. But you know, you have to adjust to the way they're blitzing things off the edge, and some of the answers sometimes is just spit a look out off to the side. I think there's probably 4 or 5 runs that we ended up getting out of, and they did a good job. We spit it out to the perimeter because of their run blitz. And then they did a good job of rallying to it. And I take that responsibility. We weren't good enough with our answers against some of the run blitzes.
Jalen had today. What did you make of his performance?
I'm sorry, I missed that first part.
Some of the issues Jalen Hurts had today, and what did you make of his performance?
You know, obviously I need to go back and watch the tape. Again, we weren't as crisp as we needed to be on offense. I thought there were some good zone read things that he did and read it pretty well. You know, a couple of the early things that happened, you know, like some of the early third downs weren't necessarily his fault of what happened. Again, I'll have to watch the tape through it. It's not going to come out as his best graded game, and it's not going to come out as a lot of our guys' best graded game. So I'll have to watch the tape to get further answers for you. But again, just not a crisp game. And that always starts with me as the head coach and then another quarterback. We're always going to take responsibility for that. Yeah, it definitely hurts, because the goal is never just to get to the playoffs. The goal is to get in and do some damage in there. And so that was everybody's mindset. You know, we were confident coming in, and that was our mindset that we were going to do that. And whenever whenever it doesn't go as planned and the season ends, you know, in playoffs, it's even harder because then it's just over, right? It's going to hurt. But I just think it, you know, I've always appreciated about the football season that it's a journey, and you gotta appreciate the journey that you went through together as a football team, the meetings, the practices, the training camp, you know, the training camp practices, the training camp up in New York against the Jets, just all the things that built us into the team that we, the 2021 Eagles. And so, you know, and so you get sad because, and you feel that it's sad because it's over, right? You're so happy that it happened and the journey happened and the relationships that were built, but it hurts and it stings because that journey of the 2021 Eagles is over, and that team will never be the same again, right? There'll be changes, right? That's very, never does a team look exactly the same as it did the year before. And so I just think it's a special group of guys. And so you're sad because the journey's over, and hopefully you get as many of those special guys back that you can, because the whole group's special. I said to the guys that just the foundation when I came in, like when we stepped in here, the foundation was very solid to begin with, and we just continue to grow it. And so I'm grateful for that. And yeah, it'll just be hard that, you know, we're not game planning next week with our game plan and our offense and defensive game plans, and we're not meeting with the guys. And so that's what hurts, and that's what stings about it.
It took a while to get Devontae involved offensively. Was that something Tampa was doing, or if not, what went into that?
Well, you know, early on, again, you always want to get your playmakers going as early as you can. But again, the defense dictates some of that, and the amount of plays we had dictate some of that. You know, we really didn't have a good drive until was it our third or fourth drive, maybe our fourth drive, where it was a sustained drive. But no doubt, I mean, that's my job to get Devontae going earlier, because he's a heck of a football player. And of course we want to get him going, but there's different things that play into that, but I'll accept that. It starts with me regardless of how the drives are going, but you know, yeah, so definitely got to get him going earlier, and he wasn't a part of it early. There were some things called to him in the defense, you know, early on, defense forced the ball to go somewhere else. So you want to get him going, but you also don't want to force it to what they're doing.
What happened to Jalen Berger from a punt, and did you consider not putting him back out there?
Well, the muff punt right there, the wind was messed with him a little bit earlier in the game. And you know, it looked like he came up again. I'll have to look at the tape exactly what happened. And I'm going to the defense to try to help get that thing going. So I didn't have a chance to talk to Clay about it. Obviously I saw it just looked like he misjudged it and came back. Sure. Like whenever you have a mistake or something like that, you know, that's a big mistake. You always are going to be like, hey, what's the next approach? Does Greg Ward go back there? Well, Greg Ward had back spasms and he was out. And so we would have explored that option. You know, he got another opportunity, made a good play, but then they made a mistake again on that. And he's going to want those plays back. We'll get back to the drawing board and fix those things. But as far as why we stayed with Jalen, you know, I'm glad he made a play after that. Again, not happy with the one that happened after the play that he made, but it was more so about Greg being out.
When you get down early, obviously two possessions, it's never good. You never want to be down those two possessions, but the way you built this offense, particularly, how much stress does that put on you to be in that situation?
I think it would create, I know what you're getting at there with, like, as far as being a run first team, it's hard to be down 17 points. But I think what you've seen from our offense the entire year is that we are an explosive offense, even though we're a run first offense. And so I didn't feel the stress until we went down, you know, maybe 24. I felt like we could play, you know, our game still, you know, where we were mixing it, you know, maybe passing it just a little bit more. But the explosive plays weren't there today. Again, anytime the explosive plays aren't there, I'm always going to put myself in that situation first. I'll have to see the numbers of what we were, but you know, some of our explosive plays came on some, you know, when we were down and they were playing a little bit softer. But I didn't feel that press, until, you know, we were down maybe 24-0.
How do you walk away feeling about Jalen Berger?
You know, again, we're all going to say for today's game, you know, he didn't play his best game, as we all know. But you don't take the body of work that he had for, you know, 17 weeks. And I know he didn't play in two games, so 15 weeks. And say you put everything on this game, right? And I know we're all judged on the last game that we played. I understand that. I fully get that. But I felt really, you know, I felt like Jalen grew throughout the year. And he got better as a passer. He got better as a you know, reading the defenses, getting the ball to the right place. He developed so much in his ability to extend plays, of not only making plays with his feet, but also making plays downfield on the scramble. You know, I know the one today, you know, he scrambled through the interception. He had some other good scrambles that were good plays though as well. So I feel really good with what we have in place right here at the quarterback position. He played, I thought he had a great year, and he came a long way. And that's what I expect from Jalen, just because of the type of football character he has, the type of character he has, the toughness that he has, the love for football that he has. I can't say enough good things about Jalen, the player, you know, the person, and the player. And so I feel good about him. I know, again, this was the game that, you know, none of us are going to be satisfied with, me, him, multiple guys on that football team. But I'm really pleased with how he came along this year and the leader he is on this football team.
You got two more guys. Sense, did you also get a sense about, you know, being in the playoffs, the difference between like falling behind really against the team like Buccaneers as opposed to like, you know, the Giants?
Yeah, you know, you never want to start slow, regardless of who you're playing, because in this league, anybody can beat you at any time. And but, you know, there's less margin of error in the playoffs. We you know, that is something that we definitely talked about, that, you know, the assignment and the technique that happened, those are important no matter what game one through 17. The assignment technique's important, super important. But it becomes even more important, you know, when the playoffs come. And so it's just, the mistakes get amplified. You can't turn the ball over three times like we did today and beat a quarterback or a team, you know, a quarterback like Tom Brady, or a team like the Tampa Bay Bucks, or a coach like Coach Arians, or a coach like Todd Bowles. You can't do that. And so those mistakes just get amplified as you get into this style of football.
Nick, last one.
Nick, when this defense struggles, it typically struggles for the same reasons, opposing quarterback aside. Why do you think that is?
Well, again, I think that we definitely got better in as far as going through, you know, challenging a little bit more, getting our rush home a little bit more, pressuring a little bit more. I think the defensive coaches made good adjustments as the year went on. So it wasn't the same. It may have been, you know, some percent quarterback completion percentages as the year went on, but it's not like it was against the same bullets that we were flying at him at those quarterbacks. And so we definitely, you know, Coach Gannon and I, we've talked through it, you know, being where we were in completion percentage, that doesn't sit well with us. You know, we played some good quarterbacks too, but, you know, again, it should never be, that high. You know, that's not our standard of what we want it to look like. But credit to Tom Brady, and you know, he's seen everything that you could imagine, and he was on it today.
Jalen, we saw you walk in with a walking boot. How early did that injury affect you in this game, or did it affect you?
I think it's something we all know. I've been battling with this last stretch of the games we've played in since I've been back. Regardless of how I feel, you know, we didn't play good enough today. I didn't play good enough today, and it's kind of where it is.
What'd you see on the first interception, the one to Devontae?
Yeah, I want to say Devontae got open on the play. And I was expecting a look. The safety came off the hash. I couldn't get it up as soon as I wanted to. Got it up there a little late. Safety made a good catch on it on the sideline.
What held the offense back early in the game?
I think for us as a football team, this game does not define us. It does not define who we are. It does not define us at all. And we know all the different things that we've overcome. We know the environment that we built as a football team and the organization. With the youth we've had, and which I've talked about all year, and I know as a football team, we'll be back. We'll be back. And this is a feeling that will kind of simmer in our hearts, simmer for us all. And with the youth on this football team, definitely coming back hungry. Those are my emotions right there. Kind of taking it for what it is. We're not used to this. Nobody enjoys this feeling, but I give a lot of credit to that football team we played because they're defending champs for a reason. They got great players for a reason. A lot of respect for their quarterback. The things he's been able to do for a while now. But I know for us as a football team, we always talk about controlling the things we can control. And today we didn't execute good enough. We didn't do our jobs good enough. I didn't do my job good enough. Communicating, doing the little things. I could have been better, definitely. And I think there are a ton of different areas where we can kind of shoulder this all as a team, but I take accountability for my actions and everything. But I know that we'll be back. I know the hunger that we have. I know the feeling of that locker room, and I know how we feel, And I think the one thing that's different from college, you got seniors. You know they're going. You got juniors. Okay, they may declare, they may not. Well, you got guys on contracts in different phases of their life and their careers, and you don't know if they'll be back or not. And I think that's what made this team so strong. I think that's what made this team, through the highs and lows of the season, we've been together. We believed in one another, and we stayed the course. And we just grinded every day. I look at this season, nobody expected us to be what we are, and here we are. So this doesn't define us, and I know we'll be hungry, and I know we'll come back better next year.
What do you think will be your last memory?
That larger perspective that you're just talking about, Nick, had you talked to the team yesterday, what does this team, this particular team, mean to you now that you've been through it all with them?
Well, I see a ton of things. I saw a team full of different personalities, saw a team full of different experiences, different ways of coming up in their backgrounds. And I saw that team come together. I saw a first-year head coach come in here and experience some highs and lows in his first year, but weather it and be tough as he is. And I admire everything about Coach Sirianni. I saw veteran guys that have been here, that have won Super Bowls, be some of the greatest leaders I've ever seen, and setting the right example, coaching, being a helping hand, and I saw growth as a football team. I saw this football team, play at a high level, play with a passion, play for each other, and I think that's something that I'm so proud of. It's something that I appreciate so much, and I appreciate the kind of standard that we've built in this year with all these new pieces. And I know for me, I look myself in the mirror and I tell myself, that first year quarterback stuff, first year starter, it's over with. And I'm hungry. I'm hungry for what's to come. I'm hungry to do the things that need to be done.
What steps do you guys need to take to get to that next level? Do they kind of show you what the prepared
for? Like I said, I have a lot of respect for that football team. Their quarterback, the way they came out and played. And I think for us, we just need to keep doing, we need to continue to do the things that have gotten us to this point. It's all been an uphill climb for the Philadelphia Eagles. And we just need to continue to climb. We need to continue to stay together, continue to work, put the work in, and continue to have each other's backs. And I think I think the sky's the limit for us if we continue to climb. And I'll say it again, nobody wants to end their season this way. I hate this feeling. But Yeah, you never waste a mistake. And I do a pretty good job of trying not to do that. Trying not to waste a mistake. So just learn from it.
Go back to the same offense in 6 years, right? This is your first time. And the fact that how beneficial do you think that would be for you to come back into the same offense for the first time?
Yeah, I think it'll do us a good benefit. I think it'll do the team a huge benefit. And like I said, we've had a lot of time to kind of learn from one another, grow, and we'll continue to do so. I'm not going to make any expectations for anything, but I know for us as a football team, the sky's the limit. And I'll reiterate, nobody likes this feeling. Nobody likes this feeling. Nobody likes this feeling. And we'll do the things we need to do so we don't feel this feeling again. And I think with the guys we have, especially in the youth, the young guys we have, we're hungry. We're gonna come back hungry, but this season was far from a failure, you know. And it's only a failure if you don't learn from it. So we'll take it as a lesson. I'll definitely take it as a lesson. And my third year starts tomorrow.
Obviously, Tom Brady, future Hall of Fame quarterback. But when you guys have played quarterbacks at that upper echelon, you've seemed to struggle with coverage. Why do you think that is?
Tom Brady today, I mean, he knows where to go with the ball. I think, we in certain situations, we just got to know, where the hole is and, stay in that. I think, we had the right game plan to come out and, play with them. And, we just, the first thing I said this week is, we need to, get after the ball and get takeaways and be in the right spots. And, when we're not and they're clicking it, I mean, it's hard to beat him when he's on in the game.
Guy and captain, how much has it hurt it when you guys have mistakes in that department?
Yeah, special teams, it's kind of like, the O-line, nobody notices unless you're making mistakes. I think, you can obviously, have, if you have touchdown returns or, big returns in a game, it's more noticed. But yeah, every guy, that's how, I found a job in this league. A lot of guys on this team, that's how you find a job in this league, guys across the league. And so you want to go out there and give it your all. And obviously, certain plays here and there, just didn't go our way today. Yeah, I love every guy in that room. I knew I was going to be here, before obviously the staff and everything that changed and all that stuff. And I think, we really came together. I think obviously, the core guys, core captains and leaders were guys that were here. And we knew with everything that was going to be new, we had to build. And it was, it wasn't just going to click week one. We weren't just going to, I guess week one it did click. But week two, three, it wasn't just going to, we weren't going to be a 17-0 team. We had to, build every week, learn each other from the top down, And so we were able to do that. And I think it's a group of guys that, truly believe in each other. I'm sure you guys felt it around the building and in the media, we believed we were going to come down here and win this football game. And I think that's huge for an organization that's going in the right direction. I think a lot of people counted us out, starting in August. Not a lot of people thought we'd be sitting here, playing here, today. Everyone figured we'd probably be out when we were 2-5. We weren't going to, come back. We kept saying we believe in each other. We continue to say we believe in each other. I know every guy in that locker room still believes in each other. I think, obviously, everything's going to be different, and you never know where guys are going to be. But I know, everyone in that locker room respects each other, loves each other, and loves how we were able to kind of quiet everything else besides, the guys in that locker room and, build together and, be a playoff football team. Just continue to, mold and mesh together. Obviously, you want to, keep the pieces together and, just build. And, obviously, we'll see over the next few weeks and months, what those pieces are. And, once this team does, it's just continuing to, find that groove. I think we found it, you know, November, December, and just to continue to, you know, push that. Everyone remember the feeling that we have right now, and, you know, take that in the off season and work as hard as you can, and, you know, just make yourself a better player first, and then you'll make the, you know, make the team a better team.
Nick's message, Alex, obviously it's difficult, no one's happy, but what was his message to you guys?
What I said, that the locker room stayed together. We believed in each other. It wasn't the outcome we wanted. You know, everybody knows that. It wasn't the way we wanted to start the game. It wasn't the way, you know, we wanted anything to happen. But the way, you know, we felt about each other, you know, through the 19 weeks of this season and before that, just how much we respected and believed in each other, and everyone bought in. It wasn't there was no finger pointing at any point. I think, you know, no matter how bad, you know, people try to pull us apart. And I think that was his message, is, you know, obviously today wasn't what we wanted it to be like, but, you know, overall the journey, you know, where we are, it's where you want to be going as a football team.
On defense, after the fumble punt, so you guys have had them on the three and out, it's 17-0, then the fumble punt. What did that do, I guess, for the defense at that point when you have to come back on the field?
You know, we go over it all the time. Ignore it. You know, you got to ignore those external factors. It's not the defense on the field. It's, you know, we give up plays too. I think, you know, when it is, whether it's special teams or the offense, you know, it's, we know that it's our turn to change that momentum, you know, pick it back up, bring this team back. And that was kind of, you know, we knew we had to do that today. And you want to get turnovers in that situation. You want to kind of, you know, match one for one. And, you know, we weren't able to do that. But I think with that group, you know, we're excited to go back out. You know, it's on us. It's no different than, you know, you give up a big player over the top, you know, we, you know, jog back down and, you know, get back, and we're still in, you know, obviously not great field position from where we were, but, you know, they're not, you know, in the red zone yet. So we still have an opportunity to force a punt, you know, push them back and get the ball back to the offense.
Holding the offense back.
You know, it was really, just little things that we did. You know, the first drive, you know, is we had a wrong call on a play. There's a little bit of miscommunication throughout some people. You know, it was loud in there. Not everybody was on the same page. And, you know, it's disappointing because we could have had some big plays early on. Great play calls that as players we didn't execute as good as we should have.
What play was the wrong call, and what happened?
There was one on the – it was the first third down. We had a power sweep to the left, and we got a Y call where I was going down. And I should have been arcing for the blitzer. And, you know, they kind of got a good defensive call into the play. If we would have blocked it correctly, you know, it could have been a really big run by Jalen. But like I said, we just didn't have everybody on the right guys.
Had it been a while since you had some
other positions? No, not really. You know, here and there you have it. But I think it was just one that, you know, it was loud in there. They brought a blitz into our run. And, you know, for everybody to see that is tough. You just wish you can have a few of those plays back.
Down, you think some guys started pressing or not?
No, I don't think so. You know, anytime you're down 14 or more, it's tough to stay to your game plan, stick to everything, because you do need to start getting chunk plays. You do need to get down there. But no, I don't think anybody was pressing too hard. We just kind of all stuck together, fought till the very end. And, you know, that's something that I'm very proud of that this team did.
Was there more of an emphasis to get out on a quick start? Was that sort of press during the week because you are playing an explosive offense and maybe the margin of error is small?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to get to a fast start every game. You know, we stalled out, and shit, you don't want to do that, especially not in the playoffs against one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game.
You've been through the playoffs three times, and obviously didn't make Super Bowl. How do you handle a letdown like this going into the offseason, and what do you do to kind of get your mind right and reflect on it?
It's tough. You know, shoot. We started this thing back in July, and, you know, the journey that this team did, the amount of stuff that we went through, handled adversity, connected, you know, it was a great year. It was a ton of fun. We had a great group. So anytime it ends just like that, you know, it's tough. But, you know, it definitely is going to fuel me for this offseason. I'm ready to get back to work and just be better next year. You know, I think we got a great team, a great foundation. We got some young pieces, and I'm really excited to just keep get back to that grind, and I can't wait for next year to play with these guys again.
After playing this season with Jalen Hurts, what are some of your big takeaways about him?
Just the amount of passion he has for the game, the winner that he is. Having him back there, you know, it never feels like you're out of a game. You know, when we were down, it didn't matter. He came out there just like he did every other time, did his job, and, you know, he's a winner, that's for sure.
What was that like
being able to run against pretty much everybody? What were they doing today?
You know, they got off to a lead, and then, you know, I think we had some good runs. It was just something that was going to be tough to sustain with what the score was, with what we needed to get done.
What was the atmosphere like in the fourth quarter when you guys are down 31-0, but you're still going out there? What was it like in the huddle?
You know, when you're down like that, the biggest thing is you just got to keep fighting. You know, to lose a game 31-15 or whatever it is feels a lot better than losing it 30-0. So, I mean, that's just the fight that we have in this team. We're never going to give up. You know, you've seen some crazy things happen in this league where, you know, it doesn't matter what the score is, how much time's left on the clock, anything can happen. And, you know, we believe that. We still believed up until there was 0 seconds left on the clock that we had a shot to win the game.
What's the passing game? The passing game in particular, what does that need to do to take the next step?
We just need to continue to grow. You know, I think that, you know, I think we came a long ways this year from the start of the season until where we ended up. I think we grew a lot. But, you know, it's just being able to find the open guys when they're open. And, you know, as the people that are catching the ball, we have to be able to make plays that aren't always perfectly easy. And we can't leave anything out there. I mean, it's tough. Like I said earlier, you put so much into a season. You know, you have such high goals, high expectations. Not a person in that locker room had the belief that we were going to come into this game and this was going to be the last game of the season. So when it happened like that, I mean, it's hard. It's you put so much into it, and then it's just over like that. So it's just something that, you know, just everybody in the locker rooms is talking to each other, telling us how much you appreciate each other. And then, you know, just saying we're going to be back and we got to get better. And that's ultimately all we can do.
Possessions in a row, you forced them to kick a field goal, and then you had 2 3-and-outs, and then they got a short field after the muff. What was the attitude of defense going back out there in the field?
Get it done. At the end of the day, all we could do is control what we can control. And so our approach, our mindset was the same as it was that previous series, is get a stop, prevent them from scoring. And I think, you know, obviously we failed to do that. I think I gave that touchdown up on that play. But, I think when you look at it, we just have to start fast. That was something that we've struggled with the past few games, and we've been able to overcome that. But when you face a team like Tampa, Super Bowl winning a team, and Tom Brady, you know, you have to start fast, and every possession matters. And allowing them to start off, you know, up 14 is hard to combat. And so I think that's just one thing, looking back on it without even looking at the film, I would say, you know, we just need to start a lot faster than we did. Yeah, I think overall, I mean, we missed our goals, you know, and this obviously hurts any loss. We wanted our season to continue on into the Super Bowl. That's what we play this game for. But there's a lot of positives to take away from this season, you know, being on the team last year, only having 4 wins to coming back now and battling strong, man. The season was a roller coaster. It was ups and downs. We could have chosen a different way and, you know, just tanked it and only won 2 games, right? We were at a point where we were 2-5, but that's credit to the players that we have here who continue to believe in one another and said that, man, like, our season isn't going to go this way, and we're going to turn it around. That's what we did, and allowed us to be in the position that we were in today. So unfortunate that we lost, but there's a lot that you can hang your head on and walk away from this game with your head held high.
Look at your record this season. There's a clear discrepancy between the way you guys played against playoff teams and non-playoff teams? How do you make up that gap?
Just have to learn from these sorts of games. And like I said, especially when you get into the playoffs, every possession matters. How you start, you know, every single call, technique. It's the little things that make the difference. And, you know, that's what you saw here today. I'm sure a lot of us, including myself, man, would like to have a lot of plays back that ultimately, you know, affected the game. So I think we just look at this, build on it. And like I told the guys after, man, embrace this moment. Remember this feeling because, you know, we'll be back. And so I think that's what we just have to do. Learn from it and look forward to next season. Yeah, that's real. The seats change every single year. My future here is unknown. And so this is not how I wanted it to end, if this is the last time for me. But at the end of the day, man, you know, I'm proud of my guys, proud of what we've overcome this year and what we were able to do with this team. And so we just were appreciative of the moment. And really cherishing the moment because that this team will never be the same again. But I like how we fought, and I love those guys for continuing to fight all the way up until then.
Do you have any personal goals on how many more years you want to play in the
NFL? No, not at all. You know, just always grateful to have a job and just looking forward to next year, going into this offseason, attack it as I always do, get better. I work on a lot of things, and you know, I'm just happy that I was able to make it out this season healthy. I think that's a huge step for me.
Some of the things they were doing to take away the running game, specifically the read option with Jalen.
Just moving the front, edge pressure, disguising the coverages. They did a good job. Yeah, I feel like they respected our run game and, you know, put together a good game plan to effectively stop us. So, yeah.
Jordan, did you feel any pressing out there? Obviously, Tampa's so explosive. When you score, I think, three times in the first four possessions.
Do we feel any pressure?
Pressing. Yeah. Saying we got to get things going.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's terrible when you can't get the ball going and can't get any points on the board. And you know, Tom Brady's out there just putting in touchdowns. And you know, of course, you get that feeling that you just want to. You keep reiterating, you know, next play. Come on, we got to get the points on the board, you know, and it was frustrating, you know, and trying to execute the plays and, you know, keep reading the defenses that, you know, they were putting out there. And yeah, so of course there was a lot of pressing of, you know, trying to be positive and trying to get the ball out there, trying to move the ball. But yeah, we just need to be better on execution.
Standing there while Jalen was talking, what were you thinking? Listen,
you said that again.
Sorry. I saw you standing there while Jalen was talking. What were you thinking while listening to him?
Breaks my heart. I mean, you see my QB to you know, solely take responsibility and say that it's on him. It's not. It's on me. It's on every play that, you know, I messed up as well, not giving him enough time. Breaks my heart seeing him up here try to, you know, take the blame for everything. It's not true. I know there were a couple of plays there where I should have blocked longer. And it broke my heart just seeing him up here talking to you guys and saying that he needs to be better, you know, and we all need to be better. But, yeah, I don't know. Just
Jason Kelce's message to the team last week about not letting the moment get to you or doing something outside your comfort zone. Do you feel like there were moments your first time being here that maybe – you or other people you saw maybe were doing that in the situation because of worse mistakes?
To be really honest, I don't think the moment got too big for me. I just we just stuck to the same process that that got me here, and making sure that I did my routines the same, and not let the situation take control of me. You know, as for anybody else, or everybody else, I don't really know. I was just really focused on my job as an offensive lineman, making sure that the five-wheel drive that I told you guys about is clicking, and that's all I was worried about.
What do you think will be your lasting memory of this season?
Probably the foundation that we've built with Coach Sirianni. I think he's a great and phenomenal coach that, you know, we all bought into his process, his fundamentals, and his roots analogy. Everybody ripped him, but you know what? We trusted in him and we invested ourselves, and you know, we got to the playoffs. And I think my biggest takeaway probably be just that everything that we built with such a young team. And I'm not using that as an excuse because you know, that's crap. But you know, we're a young team with a young coach, and this is only the beginning. We're going to look back at this film and we're going to learn from it. We're going to make the corrections and you know, carry that chip on the shoulder till next year.
Going back to Jalen, we saw him in the group right now. What have you noticed over this last month about how we handled
the situation? See, that's the thing. I don't even know he's injured. Like, you know, I was caught by surprise seeing him in the boot. I didn't know he was hurt. He's such a tough player. And just perseverance, man. He's all about the grit, you know, the will to win. That's him as a person. That's him as a player. And, you know, that caught me by surprise. I didn't even know he was hurt or playing hurt. I mean, all of us were, you know. So kudos to my QB.
Jordan, we hear the way you talk about Jalen. This is not the first time you've talked about him like this. What is it about him that draws you to him so much that makes you care about him so much?
It's everything. Everything you want in a player. The will to win, the accountability that he takes. You guys see it. He sat here and was honest with you guys with what areas he needs to be better at. And I see that. I want to follow that dude. I know that dude wants to win. I know that dude wants to fix his mistakes. It's all I ask. That's all they ask of us. When I see my captain doing that, when I see my QB doing that, I want to do the same thing. You know, it's infectious for me. And that's the culture we're trying to build around here. Hold yourself at the highest accountability and keep pressing on and learn from your mistakes.